Mane.
Dr. Angelique Coutier is the chairperson of the South African Medical Association. Angelique, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
A very good morning to you all and all the listeners out there.
It is disturbing to read that you have been getting reports from your members that there's not enough personal protection equipment, and in some cases, they don't have the correct equipment.
Yes, that is absolutely true. We are extremely concerned with that report that we have received from our members that working in the public sector. Public sector is the hospitals and the clinics that's run by the government, so that people understand what we mean by public service. So it is concerning. I also need to say, it is the lack of these protective gear is not only unique to South Africa; it's unique to the whole of the world. And I have received very good news this morning that the South African National Defence Force is now in the process of arranging to go to China to go and fetch a lot of protective gear and masks from them. So South Africa has managed to secure some of that from overseas. And then also that the Business Society of South Africa, the private sector side, is also now trying to supply the private sector as well as the public sector with as much gear that they have in stock to help us to overcome this problem. But still, in the end of the day, it's still a problem. Someone's concern is that at your public level, at the clinic and the casualty level, the first point of contact normally will be a nurse or what we call intern doctors. Now, those intern doctors are not very experienced. You know, it's easy for us that is 30 years in private practice to notice who's ill and who's not really ill and know what to do. But if you are pretty new in this situation of being treating patients on your own, it can become a huge problem. And we have now advised our members, if there's no gear, they have to, their first priority will be to make sure that they are safe themselves, because if they're not safe and they get sick, we're going to lose some of the working force of doctors or nurses. On top of that, they go home and they take it to their families. And, you know, doctors are extremely at this stage. My members are really worried. And they are just as scared as the public. There's no difference between a doctor and a patient entering a clinic. Everyone is scared, and more so these doctors working at frontline here.
In fact, I have a friend who's a nurse who's had to take the very difficult decision of staying separately from her two daughters over this period because of the potential risk of exposure. Angelique, when we speak of the personal protective equipment, what are we actually speaking of?
Okay. There's different equipment at different level necessary. So if you, I'm going to speak to the public out there, not to the doctor so much. You need to, and I also want the public to come and report to SAMA if they find that this is not happening or happening in the local clinics. We need all information, because the more information we can get where it's not happening, where there's a real risk, the more we can upscale this to the Department of Health, and together we can try to fix it, to make a plan. But if we don't know, we cannot fix something that we don't know. So the first thing, if you look at, we need to understand, let me rather put it like this, we need to understand that there's two scenarios. There's a scenario where patients are admitted in ICU. That is all that pictures that you see on the TV, the people with that packs on, or the Hamas gear, you know, we call it like that. It's that suit that they wear, and the facial mask and the gloves, you know, they look like us if they're going into space. That type of gear is for known patients in ICU that needs to be treated. They are extremely infectious. So the more severe the disease is, the more infectious you are. So we're not talking about those people, because those people have now already been identified. They're now lying in ICU, and those doctors got the right care. We're talking about the 80% coming into a casualty or a clinic, and so I've got a fever or I've got a cough. What do that doctor need to do or that nurse? The first thing, each and every one you need to treat as if they are having corona. That is to save yourself, to safeguard the rest of the personnel, and to safeguard everyone sitting out there in the waiting room. So each and everyone's got the disease until proven otherwise. That's just to make it safe for everyone. So then, if this patient is severely coughing, and you can see this patient is sick, and you have no gear, doctors and healthcare workers need to stay at least 2 to 3 meters away from that patient. You do not touch that patient. You stay your distance to that patient. You observe clinically. Then you have two choices to make. You can decide this patient needs to be tested. Then you phone the correct lab assistant to come and test, because they must have the full protection gear, not that spacesuit, but they have a different kind of gear to test. Why we don't want our inexperienced doctors to test is because when you test, you have to take a deep swab from the back of the throat. That actually elicits a cough, because the virus is sitting very deep in the back of your throat. And if you cough and you've got the virus and I'm in your face because I need to be close to you, I will, as sure as I'm sitting here, will get that virus if I do not have protective gear. So you don't touch that patient. You arrange for the correct people with the correct clothes to come and do the test. What do I do then if I see a patient? He's not too sick. He looks like maybe he can have a flu-ish symptom. If you don't have a lot of protective gear, at least you need to make sure that you've got gloves and at least a mask as a doctor, not as the public outside there going to the shopping centers. Or the nurse also, we need to have at least a glove and a protective and something on our faces. You will then have that patient in front of you for less than between 5 and 10 minutes. That patient must be in your consulting room out in under 5 to 10 minutes. The reason why, if that patient is infected, but mildly infected, he cannot, in that short time, expel a lot of virus particles to the healthcare personnel sitting there. But if you let that patient stay for longer than 10 minutes in your examination area, you're going to have a problem.
I understand.
So this is now because we don't have protective gear. That is what we're now trying to say. If you have the protective gear at that level, you need to have at least a COVID-19 mask. You need to have gloves and you need to have a gown, a normal gown, just to protect your clothes. Because remember, if that patient, and you need to have goggles. So if that patient coughs and it's coming onto your clothes, the virus stay on your clothes. So now I'm going home and I'm hugging or taking it off and someone else wash it and they get infected.
Are there areas of South Africa that are more concerning to you as the Medical Association, given the reports from your members in those areas where there really is a critical shortage of this gear?
You see, if you look at the, at this stage, we get a lot of complaints from KwaZulu-Natal. The reason can be that the KwaZulu-Natal doctors are more alert to this and the other provinces' doctors hasn't jumped onto this wagon yet. But KwaZulu-Natal seems to the South African Medical Association a huge area of concern. We have raised it now with National Department of Health and the War Room to see what we can do and how we can fix the problem. What I don't understand is it seems to us that when a letter from National Department or Provincial goes out to the different CEOs of the hospitals and asks, do you have enough stock? Somewhere someone is saying yes. And it's not a sin or a crime to say, listen, we do not have enough stock, please help us. But by using the ostrich method, putting your head in the sand and saying, now I've got enough gear, you are going to put other people's life in danger. So if we know, and here I'm now speaking to CEO of hospitals and MECs of provinces, please give us the correct information and give National Department of Health the correct information regarding your stock. If you don't do that, you're not going to do anyone a favor. And the doctors at some stage will say, I'm not going to see these patients anymore. It is a huge concern to us.
Understandably. Sue, really showing and demonstrating the generosity of the Cape Talk listener, asking how we can contribute financially to equipment for medical services. But what I'm hearing from you, Angelique, is not a lack of funding in order to buy the protective gear, but a shortage of, I suppose, where we can source it because of the lockdowns in a number of countries. And I imagine quite a great demand, obviously, on whatever is available currently on the market.
Yes, you are absolutely right. So it's not so much the funds. It is to say, please do not use unnecessary masks out there. Yesterday, I heard from my patients that you're not supposed to have a mask if you drive out and go to the shopping center, whatever, and you need to have a mask in your car. I was like, what the hell? You're not sick. We are keeping on saying that the sick people, if I see someone in a shopping center with a mask, my first impression will be that person is sick. Because we need to spare the mask for the right people and to use it at the right and appropriate place. We really have a shortage. And also, remember, there's a lockdown on flights coming in and shipment. So, but again, as I've now said, there's a behind the scenes, Defence Force is working very hard now to send cargo out to China to collect. And also, just to come back to the chloroquine that we said no GP must prescribe, no one must prescribe chloroquine except it's used in clinical trials under certain supervision circumstances in ICU. With that, we mean to the average public there. We're not talking about people who need to get it. GPs must still prescribe chloroquine to people with rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and malaria. Those are the three groups of people that need to get it. But now, currently, just to give you an update on this, there's a lack of stock in the private sector. There's virtually no chloroquine for malaria patients, lupus patients, and rheumatoid arthritis patients who rightfully need this because people went and buy because Trump made a stupid comment that it is going to, that is one of the biggest drugs. And now we are facing another crisis. So China also donated a lot of chloroquine, which will be used for these category of patients. And for those patients, the GPs must prescribe. Please, we're not saying you must not prescribe to them. We're saying don't prescribe chloroquine to any patient with COVID. That's the difference. And in the public sector, the only chloroquine they currently have is set up for children. So this is how bad people went out and buy without understanding what they are doing. So now it's the same with the mask. We are now sitting in a crisis because of panic and Facebook telling you a lot of nonsense. There's so much misinformation. Even me, when I now receive a document or a circular on, even when it's on National Department of Health's letterhead, I also now first go back to National Department and ask, is this fake or is this real? So bad it is out there.
It's very worrying, actually. Angelique, before I let you go, and I'm sure Charlotte Kilbane will not mind if I take another minute, let's actually take this opportunity to disabuse South Africans of this myth that by wearing a mask in public, you are protecting yourself. As you said, only wear a mask if you are sick, if you are showing flu symptoms and you do not want to pass the virus on to somebody else. But if you are healthy, wearing that mask is not only taking that mask away from a doctor or nurse in public and private service who is in desperate need for it, but it actually doesn't help in keeping away the infection, does it?
Yes, you are absolutely correct. Spot on. You've got it. Please, after every news break, just say that sentence over and over again. Please repeat it. It is so, you are spot on, 100%.
Thank you very much, Dr. Angelique Kutsia, the chairperson of the South African Medical Association. Good to hear that there are plans afoot to get the South African National Defence Force on a charter flight to China in order to buy and purchase and bring back additional personal protective equipment in order for the healthcare professionals who are the coalface of this fight against COVID-19 to get them. Do not buy face masks if you are not showing any symptoms of either the coronavirus nor any flu symptoms that we might be picking up as we get closer to winter.